All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to come visit us here today. God, we ask for a visitation of your Spirit today, that you would come and visit us. And you said by your word, the summons of what is man that God would visit him. And God, we say today that we ask for that visitation of thy Spirit, that you come and abide with us. And Lord, you move upon us by your Spirit. Lift our spirits, lift our hearts, our minds, and touch us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. As we look to the Word of God, I want to look in Paul's writings unto Timothy. Here we find in the first chapter of 2 Timothy, we find these words. The Bible tells us, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gifts of God, which is in thee." And here Paul said to young Timothy, by the putting on of hands. But here is the gifts need to be stirred up. We need to be brought into remembrance so that we not forget that which God, Bible many times said, lest we forget. We need to be stirred. We need to be reminded. That's the reason we go back to the Word of God. That's the reason we need solid and sound preaching to continue to remind us that God is God and He is supreme, and He will carry us through and keep us in every battle. The great God El Shaddai, He's the God that's more than enough. In verse 7 it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." Now, to have a sound mind, it must be a clear mind. It must be a mind that's not tormented by sin. And as we put all under the blood and cleansed and washed us, amen, by the blood of Jesus, then we have a clear mind and a clear conscience before God, amen. And then we're in that state we're in that we can know this one thing. And I had a friend that got a bad diagnosis that don't sound too good for him. And we're praying that the report will get better. But sometimes the doctor give you the worst report up front. And maybe that's the best. You get the worst out of the way. And then if it's a little better, you got something to be uplifted about. But anyway, he got a bad report. And I like what he said, with tears in his eyes and his cheeks trembling, amen. He said these words. Let me read it to you out of the 12th verse of the first chapter of 2 Timothy. "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." That sounds like to me the words coming from someone that has a sound mind that's fixed upon the Lord. See, there's some folks, amen, that their thoughts are not collected and they're not fixed. They don't know for sure what they're going to do. They not made up their mind where they're going all the way. I've heard people say many, many times, "If it gets any rougher, I'll have to give up or quit. I don't know what I'll do. I won't be able to make it." Well, those words are not in my vocabulary, because we cannot allow ourselves to get in that framework of mind. Hope so, maybe so. We can't get in that thought, in that thought pattern. We've got to be fully persuaded that he is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day. Amen. Having a total made up mind that God, amen, we've committed all and God gave it all for us. He gave his son. Amen. He didn't go halfway up the hill, but he went all the way up the hill. Amen. He didn't call the 10,000 angels, but he fulfilled the will of the Father, for he was the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. And he was to die for you and I. Amen. And he made the full commitment. He went all the way. And you and I today have to do the same. We have to make that full commitment. And we have to go all the way. Amen. Now, in thinking about a sound mind, we think, well, how do we develop a sound mind? What does it take, amen, to have a sound mind? Amen. Well, God said he didn't give us a love of fear, amen, of a power and that sound mind. It's a gift from God, amen. It's like faith. Faith must come from God. We look to God, amen, for that faith. We look to God for his word, amen. For the Bible tells us, amen, but the paths of the just, this is out of Proverbs, the 4th chapter and verse 18, but the paths of the just is as a shining light that shine more and more under the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, amen. They know not, amen, at what they stumble, amen. See, God said he will shine his light upon our path, amen. And the way of the Lord, amen, and his light that shines, amen, that we may walk, amen. And that we as children of God, amen, that we are as also as a shining light. That light, amen, that word, amen, that truth, amen, that God shines in the heart, amen. We have become the light of this world, amen. Just as he will be the light, amen, in that city that's to come, amen. There'll be no need for any man-made light, amen. There'll be no need for power companies, amen, and thank God for that, amen. There'll be no need for electric things to make the lights in that city, because God is light, amen, and God will be in that city, amen, and he will be the light in that city. He'll be the temple, and he'll be the light, amen. So today, if we walk in him, we have the light in us, we have the word in us, then the Bible said the righteous are a light, amen. Not only a light, he said they're a shining light, amen. And the wicked, amen, they're in darkness, so that's the reason they're stumbling, is they do not have the light, amen. We have the word direct us. A lot of people say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Look at the things that's coming, amen. Well, we know what we're going to do. We're going to stand, because the Bible said when you've done all to stand, just simply stand. So we're going to stand, amen. And we know, amen, that no weapon is formed against us that's going to prosper, amen. We know that every tongue that's, every statement's made, every tongue is raised against, every statement is made, that our righteousness, him, is going to put it to silence. Amen. So we know what we're going to do in the times of famine, because he said that the righteous, amen, are going to be satisfied. Amen. He's the God that maketh a way where there seemeth none. Amen. And he is a way maker. Amen. No matter how hard the battle is, no matter how much the trials is, amen. I tell my wife, we've really seen the devil, we've got his head right up against us on some things, amen, because we're making grounds, we're making commitments, we're seeing yokes broken, we're seeing things happen, amen, and things take place, and naturally the devil's going to get mad, amen. A lot of people, amen, the devil's not bothering them because he's already got them, amen, but the devil thinks that there's some way that he can get you to come to that place that you become unstable in mind, that you become double-minded, for the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, amen, and let not that man think he's going to receive anything from God. You've got to be positive in your faith, you've got to be positive in your mind, you've got to be positive in your thinking, you've got to make up your mind, I've come this far, and the Lord is not going to fail me now, he's not going to leave me now, he's not going to quit now, amen. I know that I am persuaded, amen, he is able to keep that what I have committed unto him against that day. Some people hadn't committed much. That's the reason I think the more you commit to God, the greater your victory is going to be. Amen. The greater your reward is going to be. Some people, amen, is going to get there and not have much reward because they've not committed much. Amen. But the things you have committed to God, those are the things that God is going to reward you for. It's not the things you go and do on the street corner wherever everybody sees, but it's those little things that you do as you commit to God, amen. Those things that you do, amen, committing, amen, your thoughts, your mind, your life to God, and he will not fail you, amen. He'll come through for you, amen, in Jesus' name. Sister Mary Angle, a dear friend of mine many years ago, went on to her reward. She said, God's just like a big Brahma bull. He'll come busting through. And if you've ever seen an old bull, you put an old bull in a big pen and he wants out, amen, he'll be standing out. Well, I've seen them have in the big truck beds, amen, and have the big cattle racks around them, and that old bull decided he didn't want to go to the market. The next thing you know, the cattle rack went one way and the bull just comes stepping out, just like to say, you thought me had me bound, but I've got my own made up mind, amen. I'm not going to the market today, amen. You'll have to pick another day, because down through the field he'd go, amen. I'm telling you, God will come busting through for you. God will give you the victory to triumph over your enemies. God will give you the victory to triumph over whatever battle, whatever trial, and whatever thing you have coming against you. God will give you the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. For we are that shining light to us, God. Amen. It said we would be. Amen. My son, here's one of the keys to it. Attend to my words. Incline thou ear unto my sayings. Amen. Give attention to what God said. Clean your ear out and listen to what he said. Amen. You watch a lot of people go to church and go right back out and do the same thing again. Over and over and over, they're wallowing in the same sin. They're not inclining their ear to God. They're not giving attention to what God's word said. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. What did the word say? Amen. Was it not the psalmist said, I'm going to hide the word of God in my heart that I will not sin against God? Amen. If you've got the word of God in your mind, you've inclined and give attention to it, you give your ear to it, you filled your heart with it, you are not going to follow after whatever the devil or whatever, amen, situation the devil has. I've heard people say in the last few weeks, talk about a bad situation that's going on in the church. Somebody said, well, I feel sorry for some of those people. And I said, well, I can't feel sorry for people that's been told. I can't feel sorry for people that know the spirit is departed, knows that there's a wrong spirit in the midst, but they'll sit there in the midst of it. And they'll remain a part of it. The Bible said, come ye out from among them. If there's ever a day that we're going to have to come out from the formalities that's in this world, we're going to have to come out from the falsehoods and the false doctrines. Yes, God has given us a spirit of love and power and sound mind. God wants us to love people. But there's some things you can't love. There's some things you can't wallow with. There's some things you can't be a part of. Amen. Somebody said, well, let the gays and homosexual come on in. They've got a soul and they deserve to come on in. Let me tell you something. They're not two queers going to come loved up on the pew where I preach. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I said there's not two men that want to love and kiss on each other going to kiss on each other's neck while I preach. Because I got something that they can't stand. I got the anointing of God that come from heaven. And I got the authority of Jesus Christ. And it will rebuke the retrobate. It will rebuke the queers and the sinners. It will not do it God's way. Amen. I'm sorry. But that's a word. Somebody said, well, ain't you afraid of the hate crime bill? No, I'm afraid what the hate crime bill is going to do to this government we have. I ain't worrying about me. I know what I'm going to do. But I'm concerned about a country that condones a ban. And our military right now is looking into the fact is that don't ask, don't tell the proper authority. Well, maybe that's the place to put them all on the front line. Amen. That might be the best place to put them. Just put them right on the front line. But anyway, they're reopening it. And they're saying, you know, we can't preach against sin any longer. As long as I preach, I'll preach against sin. They're saying you can't preach against sin because that's a hate crime. I'm going to tell you something. The devil's laughing and mocking our government. The devil's mocking this country. And we're slowly turning against Israel. And we are digging our graves. This country is digging our graves. For in God we were established. We was established in the fact that marriage is between a man and a woman. Amen. We have allowed state after state because we didn't have a president that had enough God in him to say, listen, marriage is between a male and a female, and they allowed it to go back to the states. Now we have numerous states saying it's all right for same-sex marriage. They're going to say it's all right for the military. Church organizations have said it's all right. We'll go ahead and ordain them. You see what a mess the Catholic Church has got. God never did mean for us to forbid people to marry. Do you know the Catholic Church is a falsehood? Somebody said, boy, that's a big statement to say. I'm going to tell you by the Word of God why they're a falsehood. Because the Bible said in the last days there's going to come those forbidding to marry. They forbid their priests to marry. That is not the Word of God. That puts them on the wrong side of the fence. I'm sorry. If you're a Catholic, you need to run from that religion. Come to Jesus Christ. You can get your sins washed away by Mary. Mary cannot cleanse you. Mary cannot save you. Bible said she's to be mentioned everywhere this gospel was preached as an honor to her. But there's no deity in Mary. Mary is not the perpetuation of sin. Jesus Christ is. Mary is not the name we use to get to God. One Catholic man told me one time, he said, Preacher Goad, he said, listen, don't you think if I wanted to get you to do something, probably your mother of all people in the world, if I went to your mother, she could persuade you to do whatever I needed you to do. Don't you think the best person to go to would be your mother? I mean, that's far-fetched. He pulled time for a crime that he shouldn't have never been involved in. I'm going to tell you something. Falsehoods ain't no good. But see, if you stand in the Word of God, you'll know better. Amen. You'll literally know better. Amen. But he said, don't let them depart from thy eyes and keep them in the heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all thy flesh. I'm convinced the Word of God will keep you in good health. I am convinced today by the authority of God Almighty that His Word has healing in it. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible said on over in Proverbs in the 13th chapter in verse 13, whosoever despises the word shall be destroyed. But he that feareth the commandments, amen, shall be rewarded. Amen. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Verse 15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of a transgressor is hard. I can't change the word. That's what the word said. Amen. We here today, amen, in the authority of God, amen. If we know that we can trust in the Lord with all the heart and lean not on the own understanding, amen, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in their own understanding or in their own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen. We know by the authority of God's word that his word is going to keep us. His word is powerful. Amen. His word, amen, was given that we could have instructions. The Bible said that his word was forevermore settled in heaven. Amen. It's not been amended. You know, we're going back with the government keeps trying to amend the Constitution and, you know, take this out or add this in. But I'm going to tell you something. The word of God has never had an amendment to it. God said it, he settled it, and that's it. Joshua gave us some real powerful understanding in the first chapter of Joshua in the 8th verse. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do accordingly to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Amen. Notice that word right there. It said that thou mayest observe to do accordingly. That thou mayest. In other words, we have the privilege and the opportunity to take his word. We have the opportunity to let that word be a light to our path. We have the opportunity for the victory, amen, that we can have when the word of God is in our heart, in our spirit, our soul, and our mind. Now, we, by the authority of God, we have got to keep this mind evermore before us, a mind that's been purged, a mind that God can work with, a heart that God can work with. One of my favorite verses I quote many, many times in Romans the 12th chapter and verse 2. I'll read both verses, verse 1 and verse 2. The thought I want to go into is in verse 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. A lot of times, the devil wires on a person's mind to think, well, this is, you know, this is the way to go because this is the way everybody else is going. I'm telling you, peer pressure is not only amongst kids. The devil uses peer pressure amongst adults and grown-ups. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people say, well, look, a big crowd's following after that. Well, they're bound to be right. Do you know false doctrines? There are more people following false doctrines in America than they are the way of the cross. No longer is the prominent belief in America is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Our government has accepted a generic form of God. Your AA alcoholics accepts a generic form of God. Your Masonic order is under the Mosaic law and leaves out the most important thing there is. One of the largest organizations in the world today does not accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah and the Savior. No wonder we got troubles. They believe in God. Jesus said, you must believe in me also. Amen. There's one door to heaven, and it's Jesus. There's one way, and it's the way of the cross. There's one that spilt his blood for you and I that we might have life, and that blood was spilt on the ground by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the only one that possesses the right to be called Lord. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. He, amen, is Lord. And he is Christ. And he is the door of salvation and the way of salvation. He is the only propitiation and price paid for sin. So don't be conformed to whatever thing's going along. Most churches accept that most of the things that we used to preach against, they accept it's all right. Most religions today accept that it's all right to socially drink. Most churches, even the Pentecostals, they simply say, it's all right to smoke. It's all right to do these things. Largest Pentecostal church movement in the world done away with their practical teachings. And they're promoting to their people that come to their churches, we'll come as you are. I agree. You got to come to Jesus as you are. But if the church throws all the standards of the Word of God out the window, what have we got if we're not the salt? Let me tell you something. If your presence don't bring conviction to the sinner, you've lost your salt. And salt, the Bible says, if it has not the ability to season, if it's lost its savor, it needs to be thrown out to the dunghills. In other words, thrown out with the sewer. No good, filth. Throw it out. I'm going to tell you something. The church has become so worldly that the world can be comfortable coming in. I watch a lot of the television evangelists as they spend 30 minutes or an hour making their people laugh and roll with laughter as they listen to their message and dump their pockets and empty their pockets into their offering pan. Churches, I'm sorry to say, is made to be something to make people laugh and feel good. I'm going to tell you something. Church should be a place where the Word of God stands so firm and exceptions cannot be made to the Word of God. God has a formula, and we must follow that formula. Amen. We can't change the Word. Somebody said, well, if you're ever going to get a crowd, you'll have to change it. I don't want the crowd that's produced by anything other than the Word of God. If the Word of God don't produce them, you don't have nothing. You've just got a society club get together. You don't have nothing. But said, be not conformed to this world, but be renewed. Amen. Paul said in 2 Corinthians in the 4th chapter in verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for a far more excellently an eternal weight of glory. Battle you're going through is just going to make you stronger. It's just going to make you more victorious. Verse 18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at those things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Don't sell out for something you can see or put your hand on. Hold on to the promises of the Word and that which is eternal. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the healing power you have, for the power of transformation that you have, for the power of resurrection. God, I ask you, Lord, you touch souls' hearts. Save the backslider. Save the sinner. Let people become born again by the Spirit of God. And God, I ask you, God, to move and have your will and way.